This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Lizzie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Ellie Stormer and Moselle Speller. We're talking about Green Mountain Conservation Group, and they have a number of events coming up, so we'll get right into it. You can find more information on any of these online at gmcg.org. That's gmcg.org. Ellie and Moselle, thank you both for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Green Mountain Conservation Group has a map and compass basics for volunteers class. Mm-hmm. This is coming up this Friday, 1 till 4 in the afternoon at the Blue Heron House, which is the headquarters for Green Mountain Conservation Group.
Yes, and this is a free workshop provided by UNH Cooperative Extension. And it's perfect for anyone interested in learning how to navigate off-trail. Also, anyone who is involved in land trust or trail building, and it'll be a four-hour course. The first 2 hours will be indoors, and we'll learn how to use quadrants and read maps, and then the next 2 hours we'll go outside and test our skills. And this is also open to all ages, so families are welcome too.
All right, so that is Map and Compass Basics for Volunteers. It's going to be at the Blue Heron House this Friday, 1 till 4 in the afternoon. And you can find more information on that and the Green Mountain Conservation Group by going to gmcg.org. Moving on, we have the PFAS workshop. And this is going to be Thursday, November 21st, 6 till 8 in the evening at Reynolds Hall in Chicorawa. PFAS is the big hot topic of the year, so why don't you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. So PFAS stands for per- or polyfluoroalkyl substances, and those are synthetic chemicals found in many modern products, including food packaging, household cleaners, nonstick cookware, and fire retardants. And PFAS are very resistant to breakdown. They accumulate in the environment and also the human body, and they do have documented adverse health effects. So if you're interested in learning more about this issue and how it is affecting local communities, as they have been detected in local towns, water supplies, and landfills, we will have two guest speakers. One is Brandon Kernan, and he is the New Hampshire DES Manager of Hydrology and Conservation and has been working on this issue since 2014 when PFAS were first found in water systems in the seacoast region of New Hampshire. And we will also have Shana Casper, who is Toxic Action Center's Vermont and New Hampshire State Director, and she facilitates the National PFAS Contamination Coalition, which is a network of 30 grassroots groups from 17 states in Guam fighting PFAS contamination in their communities, and she will present on her work and leadership on this issue. So we will have two experts there for you to ask questions at the end of the workshop. And this is also presented by the Tamworth Foundation, and it is also a free event.
And this is a big issue right now, especially for New Hampshire and Maine. I understand they had high levels in their testing for the waters across New Hampshire and Maine. And I know New Hampshire is leveling a number of lawsuits against certain companies over the PFAS issue. And I know Maine just put down a requirement on a number of rural communities to crack down on this sort of stuff. So this is really big in the news right now. That presentation will be Thursday, November 21st, PFAS workshop at Reynolds Hall in Chicorawa, 6 to 8 in the evening. And don't forget this Friday, the Map and Compass Basics for Volunteers. That will be 1 till 4 in the afternoon at the Blue Heron House. You can find more information on any of these events by going to the Green Mountain Conservation Group website, gmcg.org. Moving on, we have November 23rd, Saturday. That is a holiday felting and crafting workshop from 10:30 till 12:30.
Yes, and this is an opportunity for people who are not so thrilled about the consumerism around the holidays to create your own gifts. And we're going to have different stations where you can create your own wrapping paper out of newsprint. We're going to be making reusable shopping bags out of old T-shirts and some other craft stations all led by local artists. So you can learn more about that on our website. We do ask you to RSVP, and there is a small fee for the materials. So you can check that out, and we... That is open to all ages and abilities as well.
And there's always that extra ability to say, you know, I made that when you're giving that gift to somebody
Absolutely.
Else.
Absolutely. So much more cool.
So much cooler. So that is going to be Saturday, November 23rd, the Holiday Felting and Crafting Workshop. That will also be at the Blue Heron House. Is at Green Mountain Conservation Group's headquarters. It's Albany, New Hampshire, right?
Effingham,
New Hampshire. I must be mixing you up with some other nonprofit, but Effingham, New Hampshire, the Blue Heron House there. You can find more information by going to gmcg.org. That is Saturday, November 23rd, the Holiday Felting and Crafting Workshop, 10:30 till 12:30. Thursday, November 21st, will be the PFAS Workshop. That will be 6 till 8 in the evening at Reynolds Hall in Chicorwa, and then at the Blue Heron House again on Friday, Map and Compass Basics for Volunteers, 1 till 4 in the afternoon. Again, more information on any of these by going to gmcg.org. Ellie, I want to bring you in on this. You are the brand new AmeriCorps member for Green Mountain Conservation Group. Why don't you tell us a little bit about AmeriCorps and your role here?
I'm one of two AmeriCorps members. I'm the Outreach and Education Coordinator. There's also a Water Quality AmeriCorps member. This is my second AmeriCorps term. I served out in California, and I figured I'd see the entire other side of the country. AmeriCorps is kind of a national volunteer organization. It's a lot of young folks. I know starting at 18 years old, you can volunteer with them. Also, you go older as well. I'm kind of the post-college wave of AmeriCorps members. You get a small living stipend, but you also get an education grant. You can pay off loans or seek out other educational opportunities. Grad school's vaguely in the future, but I could also get a pilot's license with the money I'll get from serving with Green Mountain.
Really cool. Green Mountain Conservation Group has had regular AmeriCorps members with them.
Yes, so our first AmeriCorps member was actually back in 2002, and she was responsible for setting up our water quality program. And then just last year in 2018, we started up again, and we partner with the Lakes Region Conservation Corps, which is a group of multiple host sites and conservation groups and nonprofits who all host AmeriCorps volunteers. And we have two, as we are a smaller organization, but over at Squam Lakes Association, they have, I think, 12?
There's eight right now.
So these volunteers are, they are federal volunteers. They're working in communities that are foreign to them. Some of them are local, but usually it's just for experience and goodwill. So it's a really cool program, and having AmeriCorps volunteers at Green Mountain really put us ahead in the last year, because we have three part-time staff, and then with the two volunteers, we just got so much done. It was amazing. So it's a great program.
Green Mountain Conservation Group, this Friday, 1 till 4 in the afternoon, is the Map and Compass Basics for Volunteers. That's at the Blue Heron House. Thursday, November 21st, 6 to 8 in the evening, is the PFAS Workshop at Reynolds Hall in Chicorwa. And then Saturday, November 23rd, Holiday Felting and Crafting Workshop, 10:30 till 12:30. You can find more information on any of this by going to gmcg.org. Ellie and Moselle, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Lizzie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com.